Last month, Governor Pat McCrory signed off on cuts to both personal income and corporate tax rates. Now, the conservative group Americans for Prosperity wants to say thank you, and they're spending a lot of money to do so. Here's WFAE's Tom Bullock.
What's the best way to say thank you to a politician?
People all across North Carolina are smiling.
With a happy television ad, of course.
Because Governor McCrory and the General Assembly cut income taxes again.
Television ads cost money to produce and to air, and this one is being broadcast in every market in North Carolina. So just how much is the conservative group spending?
Well, it's a six-figure television buy.
And can you tell me a specific number?
That's still in flux.
That's Donald Bryson, the director of the North Carolina chapter of Americans for Prosperity. Besides that 30-second spot, which began airing during Sunday Night Football, he says there will also be mailers sent out and a thank you campaign on social media. What makes this ad interesting is who they're thanking. Sure, they give a shout out to the General Assembly as a whole, but they name just one politician, Governor Pat McCrory. Again, Donald Bryson.
We mentioned the governor by name simply because he's the governor. There are a lot of people who helped pass this legislation through the General Assembly, and that's a fair point. But if we named every legislator who did it, we couldn't do it within the 30 seconds that we had for the ad.
Fair enough, but things in politics are rarely that clear-cut. This comes not long after Democrat Roy Cooper, North Carolina's attorney general, jumped into the 2016 governor's race. Republican Pat McCrory is expected to launch his re-election bid soon. This kind of statewide ad buy with positive messaging about one candidate can't hurt. But Bryson says that wasn't behind the conservative group's thinking.
The election's well over a year away. We've been very vocal about the tax cuts all year long. And so this was just the appropriate time and as fast as we could possibly talk about the policies that passed.
There's a good chance you'll be able to see the ad and decide for yourself. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.